you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, 24/7 streaming for you. Or you have possibly downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, where you can find all the other great entertainment here at your fingertips, in your ear hole tips, and whatever hole tips you prefer, really. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. The tips.
Tips of your holes. I don't really know what that means. I apologize.
Welcome
already.
To this news show. We're a news show. We're serious.
We're classy as fuck here at
Welcome.
Crab Diving. Thank you if you're a new listener.
And please.
Hey, thanks for spreading the crabs. Thanks for listening and everything, everyone out there.
Oh, yes.
You know, you can chat with us during the show if you like. If you're listening to us live, use the Twitter machine at Crab Diving, our Twitter stream at crabdiving, or you can sling us a message over at our Facebook page.
Sling it.
Facebook, yeah, not in the eye. No. Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. And we don't check that one as frequently during the show, but we do a couple of times.
Are you saying people should wear goggles while listening?
Sure.
To us.
Glasses.
Maybe protective.
Some. Some Glenn Beck glasses or something that. Whatever kind of stylish thing you want, actually.
Or are we going to start a line of fashion for commie pinko liberal hippies that don't give a shit about anything?
It's the Bukkake line of glasses.
Gross.
Protect your eyes. Thanks for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, communicate with us. Also, streaming liberal screaming media. We don't have any advertising. We don't hit your ear holes up with advertisementality. But you know, you can help us out here by buying. If you buy crap at Amazon, if you're gonna do some purchasing of stuff, you can go through our link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, wonderful!
Doesn't cost you anything. We get a little nibble, a little tickle.
Yeah, man.
And it doesn't...
We get paid,
right,
bitches.
It's a little commission we get.
A little bit.
Cost you a thing. Just helps us out. We appreciate
Thank you.
Those that do. All kinds of stuff going on. I was listening to Sam Cedar this morning.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I listen to the Majority Report.
Podcaster.
And they were kind of talking about the same stuff that we kind of talk about.
Yeah.
Kind of lamenting these different candidates leaving the race because it's really been so fucking entertaining. If you care one tiny fuck all about
fuck
American
all.
Politics.
Hello.
Goddamn. Remember when it was like 18 of them, of the lunatics on side that were running and five on the Democrat side?
Trump is
Lincoln
still there.
Chafee.
Who's that?
Lincoln Chafee was running for... He was in the first debate for the Democrats.
I thought he was a famous actor from the 70s.
Well, I don't know what he did in the 70s.
He was in Raging Bull.
He may have. It's... now that Jebediah James Earl Jones is...
He was only interesting because Trump made him interesting. Trump made him a fucking punching bag, which...
True.
Was entertaining. It's fun watching that guy get beat up, but would these guys be as entertaining without Donald?
It almost makes me want to go back and listen to or see some of the, like, were there debates in Florida? I would assume there were for the governorship, dude. And, like, did he, well, like, did something happen to him? Did he, or has he always been like that
I
kind
think-
of?
Trump
Ophi.
Happened to him, dude.
You think he
just, I think
he just
Trump
emasculated him?
Yes. I think Trump does things to candidates he's running against.
Yeah, true.
He doesn't care. He doesn't have any shame.
True.
And all these other candidates, it always seems like the one thing they can always say is that I fight fair. I'm running a positive campaign. And for some reason, that is not important for Trump. Trump doesn't care about like claiming that. All the other candidates like that because that
well,
turns
he is
people
positive.
Off.
He's very positive, Ryan. He wants to make America great again. How dare you?
Maybe Trump has discovered that people really don't give a shit if you run a dirty campaign. That's just some bullshit perception we have that people actually care about that. Maybe they don't.
Right. Didn't people used to give a shit if someone was caught lying? No, it's just like...
No.
But Romney did that bullshit, too. There were a couple of Romney just clunkers. Something about, I don't remember specifically, I think it was something about Medicare that he had claimed, the president said, and it just was absolutely 100% not true. Just 100% not true. And when he was confronted with it, he was like, well, that's what I said. And that's it. And nobody seemed to give fuck all on the
fuck
right.
All.
Because
Hello.
They hate Barack Obama so much. Yeah. So much. They don't care. They don't care. They just want him out. And now they're, you know, they're scraping off their black hate and getting ready for some good vagina hate.
Yay. I just think, like, I don't know. I just don't think there's been anybody as entertaining in politics in a long fucking time. And I think people are starved. The election process is so fucking long and drawn out.
Crazy.
Imagine this without him.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, fuck. I don't know how these 24-hour news
that one
fuckers...
debate.
How would they fill their time?
That one debate was like...
That he didn't show up
like,
to?
Or like, yeah, like...
who cares?
CNBC in the afternoon or something. No offense.
He's the party.
Right.
I mean, and it's not good... It's not a good reflection on this country that he's so popular and entertaining. I mean, it's the opposite. It's quite fucking sad.
Well, I don't mind it being popular and entertaining and having good ratings on a stupid fucking TV show, but I don't want the stupid fucking TV show to be the presidency of the United States.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, but think about this. Because Trump is on that GOP side, just stirring shit up.
Yeah.
No one is talking to the right about the minimum wage. There's no Republican championing anything that will remotely help the poor people that are voting for them. Nothing. Because you've got this fucking sideshow, this freak act going on that's so interesting. You know, and so nobody's talking about anything. What are they talking about on the right? Zero.
Islamic terror.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Sure.
Radical Islam.
Racism and hatred. That's what they've got their dicks wrapped around.
Oh, and God, starting again. Because, you know, today, I don't know if it'll be one of the headlines or not. Oh, we'll get to the headlines in a second, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. But the one of the big headlines is President Barack Hussein Obama.
Fuck you.
His administration issued... I don't know, a fatwa and or something. They some kind of they put forth a plan to empty out Guantanamo.
Oh, okay.
And bring get rid of a number of these prisoners, pawn them off on other countries, apparently, and bring a number of them into the United States, throw them in like supermax prison or something like that.
Super.
Already screeching ninnies. I had seen Twitter this morning.
Yeah.
And it wasn't 10 seconds after the announcement that I saw some GOP rep.
What about you, little fucking bitches?
Had already wet his pants
Ooh.
And was tweeting out, Bringing people who want to destroy America onto our soil seems like a bad idea to me. What do you think? My good underwear is wet. Oh, I just shit myself.
I mean,
put him in Supermax prison, you fear-mongering dick cheese.
But doesn't that give them rights because they'll be in an American prison?
Is it they're probably worried about that, too. Yeah, sure.
I wonder if that's the issue they're having.
Which is some bullshit. What a shining beacon on a fucking hill we are, aren't we?
I mean, they're in a Supermax prison. No one's getting out.
They're being tortured. They're being ass-watered. Right?
What is that?
They went on eating and drinking.
Oh, anal rehydration.
There you go.
Who thought of that?
The technical term is ass watering.
Did someone at the CIA think of that? God. We are just some sadistic fuckers, man. Forget about it.
But I
we're
mean,
not
isn't
a
that
shiny,
the kind of shit that we
we're not an example
be,
of anything.
Isn't that the kind of shit we're supposed to be fighting against? Like
I don't know.
Rendition, prison, bottomless prisons where people just go away with no rights and are basically tortured.
Yeah. I mean, it's
no
fucking
due
insane.
Process for indefinite, indeterminable lengths.
I mean,
no representation.
If you think about think about how people were feeling during 9/11. And to me, everyone was outraged that happened. People wanted their pound of flesh from the Middle East or whoever did it. They were raging. But it, to me, it was like, isn't that the responsibility of our leaders in charge to say, listen, yes, that was a horrible thing that fucking happened, but that doesn't mean we need to throw out the Constitution.
Ryan, I don't have time for that shit. I got to scare up those idiots, make sure they vote for me and put me back in so that I can earn that money from Exxon.
Doesn't that tell
you? So that I can earn that money from Walmart.
Doesn't
so that,
that
I can
tell
earn
you,
that money.
Like, who the fuck the GOP is? Like, the 9/11 was an opportunity.
Well,
for
and
them.
The Democrats.
Well, no, to shove. Where did the Patriot Act come from? What Democrat wrote that?
A lot of Democrats spread open their thighs to quote Patriot Act.
They didn't even read it. They didn't even fucking read it. Hillary Clinton.
I read a lot
Hillary Clinton, this fucking person that we're supposed to be excited for and vote for, went the wrong way on all that shit. And we forget that. That's and it's fucking disgusting. These people who shame you because you wanted to vote for Bernie and all that shit. I'm like, hey, not for nothing. Guess who was on the wrong side of all this bullshit way back when? Her.
Well, it's interesting that they.
You don't think Colin Powell was full of fucking shit?
I don't dislike Hillary.
Bullshit.
But, they're going after Bernie's foreign policy when it's like, well. That was a pretty significant foreign policy decision.
Yeah.
Who was on the right side of that one?
Right.
Libya. I don't think he wanted to go into Libya. I don't think he wanted to do that. Right. He's not into that regime change thing.
But it's over, right? There's no, I mean, Bernie's done.
Not
I mean,
necessarily, but kind of.
He's over. I think what's going to happen is the establishment, the Democrats are going to be terrified.
Here's what we need
running against Trump.
We need to start a campaign, because there's no way in hell she's going to pick Bernie as a running mate. First of all, she's got to pick somebody not as old as fucking dirt. She's got, that's kind of the way.
Cory Booker, I'm telling you.
Cory Booker is an excellent choice. Juan Castro is an excellent choice.
Yes.
But what do you think of Elizabeth Warren?
I love it. Sure.
Do you think Warren would make all of us happy?
Yes.
Having that voice who's, I guess, as close to Bernie as it gets.
Right.
Being more of an established Democrat. But I think having her in that spot would make us happy. And we would think that she would keep Hillary fucking honest.
Yeah.
As far as she's not going to roll over to Wall Street. If Hillary really wants to say to say to us libs that, yeah, we're gonna, I'm gonna fight Wall Street. I'm not gonna, you know, those $250,000 an hour speeches I gave.
Oh my God. And we're supposed to sit here and think that she's not gonna, those people aren't influencing her decisions. I mean, God, if somebody buys me a drink at a bar, I feel obligated to talk to them.
Fuck.
I will say nice things about them. You know, and we're talking about a fucking cocktail, dude. I mean, 200. If you give me 250 grand, I mean, I'll get fine anything you want me to. And I don't know. I
still got the cough, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
Oh shit. We're gonna put you in an iron lung.
TB now or something. Yeah. It's just a residual, you know, a stupid cough. So, from the cold,
I mean, can Elizabeth?
But
can she get in bed with Hillary, man? I mean, I don't know. Bill's like, hell yeah,
yeah. Yeah, well, I don't think she dislikes Hillary.
We don't know that.
Oh, well, they did have. There is that one.
They fucking hate each other.
That one video out there. That Elizabeth Warren kind of criticizes Hillary a lot on, but it probably won't happen. She'll probably pick somebody like Juan Castro or slightly less likely Cory Booker.
Right.
But he's been laying low.
Why? What do you think? Why is he laying low?
Because I think he has bigger aspirations. So he hasn't been...
The vice president?
He's been doing good things, but he hasn't been making controversial waves. What have you heard from Cory Booker since he became senator?
I don't know. Nothing.
He's done good. He's been working with Rand Paul.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But on good something, yeah. on justice reform.
Oh, that's cool.
These ridiculous three strikes you're out bullshit. Mandatory minimum bullshit. Oh, yeah.
Didn't I read Cory Booker was going to be on Dancing with the Stars? Yeah. I'm serious.
Come on.
No. He's going to do it.
I didn't hear that. Or you're lying.
No, I thought I saw that.
Are you making me look this up?
Yeah, you got it. I really fucking thought I saw that somewhere. Maybe I'm insane. I can see it, though. He's a young guy. He's in shape. He moves well. He might be able to do a pas de bourrée. Fifth position, Corey!
What is that?
It's some bullshit ballet dance move.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's a step ball change, pas de bourrée, grapevine.
I don't see anything in the news related to Cory Booker and Dancing with the Stars.
It's on the down low.
Rolling Stone has, I don't know why this popped up. Yeah. Bar Rescue star John Taffer.
Oh, really?
Shares true tales of punk and disco.
Jeez.
I guess there's an article of...
that guy. About, why doesn't he run for something, John Taffer? He loves to listen to his fucking big head talk.
God, why? I think he's smart enough to be like, why? Why?
You know, I think he's gonna... God, how much cash is he make from fucking Bar Rescue? He is that show.
Right. Yeah.
You don't wonder why something like that... Why isn't something like a Bar Rescue... Why are they even on a network? Why don't they just stream somewhere and have the Bar Rescue thing? You can just watch it, and then they get all the fucking ad revenue.
Oh, my God. What a great idea. That where you have them, you know, they say they set up the cameras for days beforehand to watch.
Oh, yeah.
You do it like that fucking Big Brother. You pay for
make
the stream.
A reality show.
You just pay for the live stream.
Of the restaurant.
And you can select which camera you want.
Oh, man, that's great.
That's what they do on that Big Brother stream. It's creepy.
We're giving away all our ideas on this fucking show, man.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that here?
We should contact Bar Rescue.
We do Big Brother here.
No. Boring as fuck.
Ryan's at the coffee maker.
Yeah. Sitting in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Let's check and see what's going on in the headlines, ladies and gentlemen, on this lovely Tuesday. It's a really nice day here in Southern California.
Liquid U Tuesday.
I apologize if your weather be shit-tastic wherever you are, but it's really nice.
Hey, you choose to live there.
It's quite a nice day here.
Shut up about it.
We're going to, you know, shake and break off into the ocean at some point soon, so.
Oh, my God.
We're going to enjoy
I hate the idea of a fucking earthquake.
Yeah, the earthquake, the big one.
This.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
from the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February 23rd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Bam!
Were you laughing at how I said February?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Black History Month, by the way.
I wasn't intentionally saying it the way it's spelled.
Oh, I know. Why is it spelled that way?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's spelled that way because that's where it came from. But
that's right.
Why do we pronounce it February
yeah.
instead of February?
Hey, by the way, shout out to Cornel West. Happy Black History Month. I mean, we were supposed to do that every fucking day. We were supposed to take a prominent African American and give a shout out
to him.
Isn't
that telling?
Yeah, we didn't.
Right.
We should play a Cornel West clip. Too. Isn't there a good Cornel West clip out there we can
play?
I'll find something. God, I love listening to his speeches. He's great. Why doesn't that guy run for fucking president? Would you vote for him? I would.
I mean, sure. I don't know if he's got, you know,
what?
Public service. I mean, he's got experience leading.
You don't think Cornel West, could you imagine Cornel West irate and mad shouting in the Rose
yes.
Garden?
Yeah, hit Google, man. You'll spot that shit. But not really. I mean, you see him, even when he's like really raged up, he's still one of the most eloquent speakers
I know.
Out there.
That's so true. That's so true.
And a true wordsmith. And
yeah.
And it's really amazing just how the guy talks.
Right. Cornell for Prez.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It bait.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
Ariana Huffington's. Libfest.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, luck be a lady tonight.
Hey.
A photograph.
Name that musical.
Of me.
Name that musical. Luck be a lady tonight.
Guys and
luck
dolls.
Luck be a lady tonight. Starring.
Well, in which version? The movie?
The original movie.
Frank Sinatra.
There you go. Yes, conspirator to kill JFK. There you go.
I never did that show. Did you ever do that show?
No, I don't think so.
I did the, I got a horse right near here. His name is Paul Revere.
Oh, that's great.
Whatever you call it.
I got a horse right here. He's that. Ba-da-ba-ba. Oh, wait, that's
I did that for a show one time.
Can do.
There you go.
Can do. Blah, 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 but fuck you.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, is what this refers to. That it is Nevada or Nevada. I guess you're not supposed to say Nevada or what Nevada.
What a horrendous state.
Because God forbid we admit that it's from a Spanish word. We got to make sure you say Nevada.
It's supposed to be pronounced Nevada. That's the Spanish pronunciation.
Is it?
Nevada.
Rubio looks for a leg up in Trump-favored Nevada.
Oh, fuck.
Aren't we all looking for legs up?
Oh, yeah.
The recent CNN ORC poll.
Okay. ORC
poll.
ORC.
Yeah, the orcs are now polling.
The beast from Middle
apparently,
Earth!
Apparently, right.
Right.
Sauron wants to know what's going on.
Orcs are horrible.
I think it's Fox, obviously.
What's a worse fictional bad person than an orc? Scarier. Orcs are much scarier than stormtroopers.
There's a lot of bad shit out there in fiction. There's a lot of
gremlins.
Bad shit out there in reality.
What's more, who would win in a fight, a gremlin or an orc?
You mean gremlin from the movie?
Yeah, I'm going to go with an orc.
Are we talking, you fed it after midnight, gremlin?
Oh, well, that's a gremlin.
Not the mogwai.
A mogwai is a mogwai. A gremlin
right.
is a gremlin fed after midnight.
The orc would rip the fuck out of that.
Okay. alien or orc?
Ooh, that's a great one.
I'm going to go
I'm
the
giving
alien.
It to the alien. Yeah,
yeah, me too. Okay.
That's one tough motherfucker.
Necessary sidebar. Sorry.
Rubio, well, I mean, it's kind of similar. We've got
the orc poll.
We've got Trump versus Rubio.
Check out my orc poll, baby.
Cruz versus Carson. Go to our Facebook page, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. There's a fun meme of Cruz and Carson in a closet. The Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio. That's his drag name. Marco Rubio aimed to outpoll, I'm reading from Huffington Post,
if they
outpoll rival Ted Cruz.
We're so talking about having
a poll contest.
This is a good old-fashioned cock-off, baby.
In Nevada's caucus.
Nevada.
Another Caucasian.
Oh, jeez. Outside of Las Vegas, what do you know about Nevada? Those Bundy freaks?
Bundys.
Bunny
That's
Ranch.
All I know.
Hoover Dam.
Bunny Ranch and Bundy Ranch, both.
No, Hoover Dam.
Wait, where's the Bundy Ranch?
The Bunny
That's
Ranch.
In Nevada also?
They're both.
But and the Bunny Ranch.
Yes.
Are both in Nevada, right?
And the Hoover motherfucking Dam. Correct?
Okay. That's what I'm going to plead ignorance on. I don't...
what a shithole.
I don't remember.
That state is...
It'd be cool to see.
What, the dam?
Yeah, sure.
I guess. What do you do there?
You stand there and you're like, holy shit, look at the amazing human achievement that probably wasn't well thought out as far as how it would affect the ecology of stuff up dam and below dam. But, you know, well, we made a lot of power off of it, and it's an amazing achievement.
Can it say something horrible? Last time I was in Vegas, I looked at, you know, they got an Eiffel Tower there.
Sure, why go to Paris?
That's my point. I'm like, well, I'm
fuck off.
I mean, the actual Eiffel Tower, right? I mean, I'm looking at this tower made of metal. It's not like it's styrofoam.
But if you turn, there's a guy who's going to hand you a card with about a titty bar.
Right.
It's a different vibe. It's a different...
And it's built... And the Eiffel Tower in Vegas is built around a mall. In a casino.
Right.
So I guess there's more culture.
And can't you turn around and see something on fire every half hour or something?
Yeah.
Some outdoor display?
I guess in France, you turn around, you get a baguette.
Yeah. Look, and then you can go to New York.
Okay.
Why?
See?
Yeah.
See
why
what I
bother?
Mean? Or you can hop on over to Egypt.
It's a beautiful thing. Oh, the Luxor?
Yeah. It's a pyramid, dude.
Sure. I guess it's still kind of inexplicable how Marco Rubio's campaign is crowing. You can tell. In my humble opinion, that obviously the mainstream Republicans, now that Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush,
fuck you,
has please clapped his way out of the race.
What a fucking loser. Please clap.
So
oh
sad.
My God.
You know what? I wish I had.
We can't play that again, Carolyn. God, it's just the douchiest moment in politics, you fucking loser.
Let me find that.
How could you ask the audience to clap for you, you fucking loser? It is disgusting.
But they're also.
Please clap. Oh my God. Yeah, really? Do you have children?
Me?
Do they? No, I'm
Not
asking Jeb.
Oh.
How do your kids. How do you look at your kids? Please clap. My God.
Yeah, it's very, very sad.
Please clap.
One of the shows,
douche.
I'll try to find that clip too, but one of the shows
please clap.
Had a lowlights reel of Jeb Bush, and it's just, it is really, really,
how long,
really
how long was
sad.
The reel? Was it a day, 24
you know, did
hours?
You, we can't, it was a visual, so I didn't really play it on the show, but I should have put it on our Facebook. There was
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah, this is last week before he bailed. He was still running. Lindsey Graham was at a rally, let's all vote for Jeb Bush rally.
Circle jerk.
And I'm
Give
sure.
Give it up for white people.
He was standing on a box of some sort.
I'm going to stand on your box.
And
I don't want to do nothing else to it. That's for sure.
That's exactly. He was talking to the crowd, and he said, who here is a Democrat?
Oh, my God.
And it was kind of like, brr, 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 brr. And then Jeb looked over and raised his hand.
Why?
I don't know.
God.
Like,
wake up!
Did he mean, like, who is into democracy, or I don't know. I don't know that it was ever explained, but it's another one. It
what
was just that. Holy shit.
Douche.
What a schlub this guy is.
See, that is why, you know, do you remember the moment where Ben Carson fucked his entrance up on that one debate?
Yeah.
Just stood there like a fucking moron.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And Trump, remember, was the one guy that sort of took the initiative to go out there and to do something, to at least do something to address the situation. Right? Remember that?
Right. Yeah.
What did you know what I mean? I mean, it's like that. Right. That's what Jeb Bush kind of doesn't have. It seems like he's just, I don't know what it is. He's just a fucking God. Is Jeb Bush a pussy like Ted Cruz? Yes or no? Is Jeb a pussy?
Well, in Trump's mind.
Please clap.
He was very low energy.
What kind of fucking pussy looks at the audience and says, please clap, please laugh, beg. Yeah. Don't have that relationship with the fucking crowd, even if they fucking hate you. Don't be a fucking pussy.
Okay?
God. I'm sorry.
Okay?
I'm losing my fucking mind. It's just, please clap. You got to be shitting me.
Yeah, how do you come back from that and try to be presidential, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Please clap.
Please. Oh, God.
I will be a commander-in-chief that will have the back of the military. I won't trash talk. I won't be a divider-in-chief or an agitator-in-chief. I won't be out there blowharding, talking a big game without backing it up. I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
But it was his own fault.
Zach.
He now that I listen to it again.
Please clap.
Well, wasn't it? He ended on a comma. Like he didn't. It wasn't. He didn't deliver the line.
The load.
You know, if this is a moment where if you're a speechwriter for Jeb, you're like, ugh, this is the money note.
The money shot.
Yeah, there. I mean, that's supposed to be happening.
Oh, it burns
when you say this, and he's like, we're gonna. I'll quote Trump. We're gonna make America great again. He's like, and then we're gonna make America great again. Please clap.
God damn it, man! It's like when you give these. He's giving these speeches. There's something like where you need to see, like experiencing what he's talking about. Feeling something, and he just
right. Listen to
doesn't
this,
do it.
Listen to this amp up again.
Fucking loser.
To the please clap.
Prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Oh my God!
To get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world.
At least make the intonation go up, or at least like drive to the end of that line that. And it sounded like the problem with it is like part of what he's saying was off the cuff and part was canned. Like, for instance, he said, I won't be up here blowharding.
Blowharding. Yeah.
Hey, if you're going to blow, you better do it hard.
He'd get a lot more votes.
Honestly, he needs to commit. He's not committing to what he's saying, dude. God.
It's
just a douchebag.
It really, again, seemed like he just gave zero fucks about being president, right? I mean, it's just like he just didn't care. He just couldn't care.
You know, I think if you're part of the Republican establishment or whoever pulls the strings, or you just give this guy a Kong, like, listen, Jeb, please clap did it for us. We're done. You're like a shithead. You know, honestly, fuck right off. No one should be giving
you
money.
How do you feel if you gave him a couple $100 million?
Please clap. Yeah,
not that anybody gave that much, but I mean, if you gave him $1 million, there's probably people who gave him $1 million.
I don't know, and I'm not taking violence off the table for my reaction. I really
security
not.
Interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world.
You know that moment? Those crickets are like. The cricket's like, I don't even want to chirp right now. It's so douchey.
Please clap.
Oh, God. Please go fuck yourself, man.
Please clap.
Please pack up your knives and go the fuck home.
It really was one of the sadder moments.
Put out your torch! Get off my island, bitch!
So Rubio, I don't know how he ended up kicking again the horse.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. Speaking of kicking, dude, I saw...
The other night on like Santa Monica in Vermont, I saw somebody get the living shit beat out of him.
Oh, wow.
It was a big fight on these guys, these young dudes, just like fighting each other. What is wrong with you people? Anyway,
what
quit
was this
fighting.
About? Were these comedians? No.
Oh, comics wouldn't fight like this. These people were fine. No. It wasn't a slap fight. It was like kicking. No, it was like real shit. I was across. It was at the subway. It was right at the subway stop on Vermont, Santa Monica. And there were lots of people there. Just people. Just, God. Terrifying. Anyway, please clap.
Tonight's poll.
Poll
for the Republican caucus in Nevada.
Please clap.
Has Donald Trump up 22 points.
God.
Over Ted Cruz in second.
Maybe he's right. Maybe Trump is right. Maybe he's running against a bunch of fucking pussies.
And Marco Rubio in third. I don't know how Marco Rubio. Remember earlier in the race, Marco Rubio said he kind of had a 3-2-1. That's how he was going to get started. He would have been happy with third in Iowa, coming second in New Hampshire,
perfect,
and then third in South Carolina.
Does he want to win?
But what happened, it's turned more into a 3-5-3 because he came in third in Iowa, which is what he thought.
Yes.
He didn't come in, he came in fifth in New Hampshire, and he came in third. I believe in South Carolina.
I tell you this much. That's why Trump is not losing. Yes, racist, dickhead, horrible, barbarian, fuckface Trump. But he is like, would Trump ever say that? He's like, I want to be third in this one, second in this one, first.
Of course not. No.
I'm fucking winning them
all.
Did
you see how he cried like a baby when he didn't win Iowa just about?
I mean, he didn't even say he didn't win it.
Downtrodden. Yeah. I mean, he was like, well, we did better than we thought. We knew we might have a chance.
Right.
But you could tell he was just crestfallen.
He is the epitome of a sore loser. He lost and he screamed about it and he wants to sue people. He's the guy who gives the concession speech and is doling out lawsuits. I'm suing.
Well, he's done that for decades.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Haven't they? Lawrence O'Donnell has talked about the fact that he's received letters from Trump lawyers throughout his career.
Oh, God.
Of, you know, if you say he's one of those, he's like the Koch brothers.
Yeah.
If you even talk about him, they threaten to sue you.
Is it because he's got all these lawyers on retainer? He's
right,
like, fuck it, I'm going to make them work.
Right.
Jeez.
And some people just might, if there's even the tiniest bit of actual thought where they could bring it to trial, and they just out money people. That's how the whole system works,
right?
Just out money people.
What a great system.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Please clap.
So that's it. The headline at the HuffPo is about that tonight in the Caucasians at Nevada.
Wait, is the caucus tonight?
Yeah,
I thought Hillary already won Nevada.
Separate. They have the Democrats did it last Saturday. Republicans do it today.
Oh, who cares? Trump's going to win, right? I mean, he's going to win. He's got he owns Las Vegas, right?
Yeah,
he's the king of Las Vegas.
Although they're not liking him real well right now. He's in his Trump hotel or whatever the fuck casino is. They're battling for union representation.
Union,
and Trump is battling back. He doesn't want union representation at all.
Yeah.
I think one of his
oh my God,
one of his gross sons who goes fucking big game hunting because he's, you know, got a big American dick and can shoot an animal in a reserve.
Ned, why is our culture such shit? What is wrong with us? How can we change that?
Big game hunting? That's
no.
Got to be worldwide.
No, our culture. Like, how can we make it so we...
Well, we're working on it, right?
Well, we should work harder. Too many Americans want to blow shit up and kill animals.
Right.
What's wrong with you? You know, there's a video game out there where you, like... I saw it at some bar I was doing comedy at the other night. It's like, you go in the video game, and you actually have a full-size rifle that's, like, attached to the game, and these beautiful deer kind of prance across the field,
shooting Bambi's mom,
and blow their fucking heads off, and people are lining up to play this game. They can't get enough of that. What's fun about that?
Right.
I get like why you'd, I don't know, robots or aliens or something like that, but like, why do you want to play a video game where it's just about shooting deer? What kind of sick fuck is into that? Big Buck Hunter or some shit like that? That's the name of it?
I mean, I guess I kind of get
it. You don't like that. That's
Yeah, I just wish there wasn't a need for it. It'd be nice.
Why is there even a need?
I can't comprehend that need to go out and kill something for fun. It just doesn't. No. It just doesn't register with me. I don't get it.
Video game where you're shooting deer. I just don't understand. Like, are they fighting back at any level? Are they coming to get you?
Right. Right. Well, and Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, that dickwad, you know, he's like, I use everything that I, you know, and that's great. He eats everything and he uses everything.
Who knows?
But still, you don't have to, dude.
Right.
You're rich as fuck. You can go down to the Piggly Wiggly and buy some shit. You can buy steak.
That's right.
You don't have to.
But an animal still has to fucking die.
True, ultimately. But you know, I guess we would work on that too. Wouldn't it be great if we could somehow come up with some, I don't know, plant based thing, mabob, that
tofu
that. Well, they gotta get better, but something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to being a veg.
That tastes good.
I hate that I fucking eat meat sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
I hate myself for it, but it's still
chicken
fucking
and
good.
Stuff. But it tastes so good.
I know, and you know those chicken where the chicken gets made and all that shit is like a fucking feathery concentration camp. Who wants that shit?
Feathery concentration.
So fucking horrible. Why are we so violent? Why can't somebody run for president who's like, let's not make America great again. Let's make America not have such a pukey shit culture
There's a story. We're going to put a link in the blog post for this, crabdiving.com, ladies and gentlemen, that is on the news.com.au. site, which is our Australian
Hello.
Brothers and sisters down you know, on that other side
Good
of the planet and shit.
Eat my blooming onion.
And it's basically
right.
An Australian comes to America.
Hello.
And they're I guess filmmakers filming
Oh, yes.
A documentary called Unplanned America. But they visited like some gun nuts, they call them. And it's these Australians, what their perception is.
Oh, they must think we're batshit.
Yeah.
Loony. We're a bunch of dangos, they are.
Yeah. He said the first place I'm just going to quote a little bit of it. We don't have time to read the whole thing, but it's amazing. It's all amazing. All these places they went to three different of these lunatics. The first place we visited was a Disneyland of violence that it was hard to believe actually existed. Drive a Tank is out in the middle of nowhere in freezing cold Kasota, Minnesota.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's a warfare wonderland.
Ooh.
Where the unlicensed and unqualified can remarkably drive a tank.
Can I live somewhere else where we don't have that shit? I mean, do you want to drive a fucking tank and blow shit up?
Yes.
Right. Come on. You're not into that.
Wait, there's a. Oh, they brought out. They had guns that he was out shooting.
Right.
He goes, I shot a vintage Sten submachine gun. He said it was fun. The rapid pop, pop, pop of the bullets down the indoor range was deeply satisfying.
Well, go do something else with your fucking time that could be deeply satisfying. Read a Henry Miller book.
The
action
movie loving 8-year-old boy inside me was in heaven. He said, it is fun to shoot. You've shot.
It was fun.
It was fun. But listen to this.
Violent.
When the next weapon came out, shit got real.
Oh, shit.
And it turned to shock. Sickening shock. The Geneva Convention states that the giant Barrett M82A1 must not be shot at a human being. It's considered a war crime. So this is a gun that's so big and nasty, big 50 cal,
right?
That you're not supposed to shoot. That shooting it at a specific human being is considered a war crime.
Where do you shoot it then?
Well, it takes out you take out
on the chest.
You take out vehicles,
but aren't there people in the vehicles that are driving?
Well, you know, but you're not aiming at a specific person.
Yeah, the Geneva Convention is fucking weird, man. Why don't they make a Geneva Convention where you can't shoot at anybody anymore? I just don't. I, you
well,
know,
some of our Republican friends would prefer not to follow any of the Geneva Conventions. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's just odd. I mean, like, okay, so you're not allowed to shoot that gun at anybody, but can you can drop some horrible fucking bunker buster out of your goddamn plane.
Exactly, or drone a school.
You can vaporize a whole village, but let's not shoot this gun at one person.
Right.
God, we're so fucked up. Shit. We were sitting around shooting deer in a video game for fun. What's wrong with us? We suck.
So check out, we'll put a link in our blog post, crabdiving.com, and put up at the Facebook, too, for Unplanned America, it says.
Yay.
The sub-headline is... Says Unplanned America. It turns out that America's gun nuts are really hard to argue with. So there you go. That's
they are, man. There. We said it before. Every time we put something on crab diving on Facebook or on Twitter, the gun nuts go nuts.
Right.
That brings them out of the woodwork. We can talk about any other fucking issue. Is that the only thing they care about? I want my peace here.
Well, yeah, it's a visceral reaction.
Oh, my God.
Again, fear-based, which is kind of creepy because those are the last people I want to have guns are the more fear-based reactionary ones.
I want someone who's, like, last resort.
Right.
God. Where are we living in Afghanistan? Are we in, Kabul? Is that in Afghanistan? Are we in fucking Kabul? Yeah. No. I mean, yeah, I guess shit it could happen, right? I mean, we could be home invaded by what? I don't know. I don't know. We live in... This area is
here,
occupied.
Koreans?
No. Yes, we're invaded by Koreans.
The Koreans are going to take over here?
No. Everybody must make kimchi, which... But there, how many gangs are in this neighborhood? MS-13, that's
no,
one.
No, just one here. And,
right, but they're incredibly violent, scary.
No, we have 18th Street here.
Okay. Again, scary gang.
Right.
We don't have guns, you know.
Correct.
We're okay so far.
Right.
But then the gun nuts will say, it'll be that one time.
Well, yeah. Right.
What? And I don't even see any gang activity.
But again,
do you see anybody doing anything around here?
For every one very rare time a good guy with a gun saves the day, it seems that there's 100 that it don't work out that way. And I just saw a story, I think it was last week, about...
Previously on crab diving.
A guy...
What?
I'm on drudge, and I just glanced at a separate. I was talking and reading at the same time. I was glancing at the different headline, and I got thrown by this headline:
shit.
Cop arrested after caught masturbating in patrol car. Isn't that great? That's where my eye goes. Whoa! What the fuck?
What is it? Body cam? They catch him with a body cam? That must look hilarious. It's like, why is the camera moving around so much? Right. Oh my God.
Now I get totally sidetracked. I don't even remember
why
what
was
the
fuck
he, I was talking
he,
about.
What explanation? It was his reason he did it. I mean, he just needed to. Well, I'm just saying, in a patrol car.
I think it was.
She's having a particularly rough day.
Oh, God, a mugshot and everything. It's the smoking gun.
Right.
A uniform South Carolina.
Oh, fucking rednecks, dude.
Fucking cop, rednecks. According to court records, it says that he, which are... very conveniently linked to over here. You could go read the court records.
Oh, shit.
Marshall Harden, 40. Marshall Harden! Come on! This is a lie.
It's bullshit. That snopes it.
Marshall Harden, H-A-R-D-I-N.
Yeah.
Camden Police Department officer was spotted at a park in Camden, about 35 miles from Columbia, South Carolina.
Why does everybody do pervy shit in parks? Isn't that true? George Michael busted blowing someone in a park restroom, correct?
I think it was hand action.
Oh, okay. But still, why does all the pervy shit go down in a park?
I think it was mutual jerk-offage.
No, really?
Like, I think the thing with... Right? Wait. Not mutual. No, they didn't touch. It was... whatever you would call... I don't know what you call the what the technical name for the encounter is.
Avant-garde theater.
If two good dudes get together and jerk off, but not each other.
They
just
the
stand together
stall?
And look at each other and jerk off. I don't know what you call that
event. I mean, I believe in people doing whatever the fuck they want to, but really in a bathroom, what if I'm going in there to wash up or anything, you
in
know?
Beverly Hills too.
Was it? I thought.
Yeah.
God.
The
how posh.
Right. It says he was caught, quote, watching adult pornography on his personal cell phone while rubbing his penis through his uniform pants. How do they know this? Harden subsequently exited the patrol car.
Okay.
And exposed himself.
There you go.
So that he could, quote, this is in the court records, quote, stroke his penis two times.
Two?
That's what it says. he then put his penis back in his pants and, quote, went into the restroom in the public park to finish ejaculating.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Wait a second. So he's sitting in the cop car.
You gotta give these cops a wide berth these days, man.
He's sitting in the cop car.
Yanking
he
off.
Starts rubbing himself in his pants. He gets up. Allegedly, he whips it out and has a double wank.
Yes.
And then stuffs it back in and then
goes off
to the bathroom
right
to finish his biz.
We've established a timeline of events. Good God. Imagine I sit there in court and just say all that. How many times did you stroke it, Officer Friendly? Twice. Two pumps.
Yeah. God. Oh, man. That
shit. Where was this? South Carolina, you said?
Yeah. On or about December.
How did he get busted?
Marshall L. Harden II did commit the crime of misconduct in office, of which he willfully performed an act as a public official.
Right.
That breached the duty of public concern. Okay. The incident occurred at Woodward Park. Then there's the address. While employed with the Camden Police Department as a police officer in his marked patrol car, Harden was watching adult pornography on his personal cell phone while rubbing his penis through his uniform pants after a period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then exactly what I said.
And how did they get him? I mean, was there a
defendant provided a sworn statement with the above details.
They must have.
Somebody caught him.
He's red-handed busted.
Or he forgot to turn off the body cam.
Oh, that's what it was. Or maybe he was on the radio the whole time. He's heard him.
Jesus
oh, God,
Christ.
I don't know. Jeez. So is he fired?
That's on the Drudge Report.
Did he lose his job?
That's how I got distracted.
Did he lose his job?
Well, I'm assuming. He got arrested, so I'm assuming he will be. Probably.
I just thought of something, you know. I mean, this is a great idea. Okay, say you need a security guard, right? But you want to get a deal, a discount. There should be a place where people like this guy's a cop. He knows how to shoot, right? I mean, maybe he would be a good security guard. Who knows? But you get this guy at a discount because his record's so bad, you know?
Right.
There needs to be a database of police to get fired for jacking off in their patrol car.
Anything. That's one of the problems is where... Officer Punch Your Face will get so much misconduct that he'll be fired finally after, you know, millions of dollars worth of lawsuits and lots of rights violated. And then he slithers off three counties away and applies to be another sheriff's deputy. Yeah. And they hand him a badge.
So, I mean, if they put these cops on a list, though, you would be able to access that list.
Tyranny,
like
tyranny.
No. You can get these cops at a discount.
But I agree. You should be able to
be a security guard.
No, you don't want these people.
Well, what kind of deal am I going to get? I mean, just because he was jacking off in the patrol car doesn't mean he was bad at being a cop.
Well, that's true.
Maybe it does, though. Maybe that speaks to his judgment.
Correct.
Maybe that speaks to his gun. I don't know. Maybe you don't want to hire that guy.
Right. There are levels of misconduct, though. I would agree that maybe...
Yeah. What? I got a public jacker.
He didn't shoot a black person or.
I'd rather have. I mean, I'd hire a public jacker over someone that shot someone to death.
He was on duty, I guess, too. Yeah.
Well, I mean, still.
He's been charged with misconduct, which is a felony.
Ooh.
carrying a maximum 10-year prison term. I mean,
whoa. I mean, dude, I mean,
this is one of those times where I'm like, come on.
10 years, that seems steep, right? I mean, I assume he's going to lose his job.
Whipping it out in public, though, I mean, that's kind of not recommended, right?
Oh, really?
It says he's free on bond, and he is no longer a member of the Camden Police Force.
Oh, wonderful.
That means he was either fired or done resigned.
Yeah, I think maybe. I mean, they probably, maybe they let him resign.
Right, so that now he'll be able,
oh God,
to, you know, get probation or something, or he'll get off, no pun intended.
Shut up. He got off. That's a good one, man.
The headline at the Drudge Report, by the way.
Fuck you.
Says, God, they can't even, you know, there's a caucus tonight, and what Drudge comes up, a Republican caucus.
Yes.
And what Drudge comes up with as the big, giant, huge headline that they have to put.
Yes.
Judge questions Clinton motive for server. Oh, my God. It's fucking email gate.
Oh, I see. So she had that server set up. That was in the bathroom. Is this the server in the shitter? Hello.
I think it was stored at a later time.
In the shitter.
In a shitter, yes. Or former shitter.
You know, what if
I don't think Bill was like setting his coffee on the server while he was taking a dump and surfing.
You don't know what Bill's doing.
Thrust.com.
Yeah, don't worry about Bill. He's on lockdown.
But I mean, I don't think it was a bathroom.
What if you're James Bond, you're a spy, you're walking. Where was this? At her office? Her Secretary of State office, which is, who knows, who gives a fuck. Anyway, you're walking around Hillary Clinton's office. You're like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
No.
You're nosy.
I think it was like after it was even taken down, it was stored in a former bathroom. I think that was the story or something
Formal
like that.
Bathroom.
Like, it's not even a current. It's not.
Oh, the shitter was not fully operational?
I believe not.
That changes everything.
It's a crazy story.
It is. So it's not like somebody's going to the medicine cabinet and they're like, oh, look at all the drugs she's on. Hilarious. And he's like, oh my God, here's a super secret server.
Right.
I'm going to download all the schematics.
So apparently it's big news to the Washington Post.
Fuck everyone. That's stupid.
That Hillary Clinton is, I guess, more... more drama. I'm waiting for the next Benghazi thing to drop.
Don't you
too.
Think the news should be like, hey guys, there's a danger that an incredible fascist lunatic narcissist could be president. We have to do everything in our power to not let that happen. We are on the brink of some fucking bullshit. Oh, wait. There's a hard drive
which
in the non-functional
narcissist lunatic
shitter?
Are you talking about?
Yeah, that's true. More specific.
A federal judge ruled today that the State Department officials and top aides to Hillary Clinton should be questioned under oath about whether they intentionally thwarted federal open records laws.
An intentional thwart? Intentional.
By the use of private email server.
I didn't know there was a possibility of an intentional thwart. That's bullshit. I'm not tolerating that.
Ongoing litigation, they're saying, it doesn't mean that they're going to drag Hillary in to testify for anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Might even be a deposition, probably, right?
Ooh. Oh, yes, most definitely. Intentional
and
thwart.
Gee, this judge, U.S. District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan, I wonder...
Emmett!
Who Emmett may have been appointed by.
Imagine that name, man. Emmett! Boy! That's some southern shit right there.
You think?
Emmett is a name from the deep motherfucking south, for sure. Just listen to it.
Let's take a look. We can
Emmett!
Find out who U.S. District Judge Emmett G. Sullivan is.
Listen, boy.
No, maybe not.
Where is he from?
Born in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's, you know. Oh, really?
Well.
Apologies, audience. I was wrong. Fuck you.
Let's see. I'm probably wrong, too. Oh, my God. He was appointed by Clinton. So there you go. I'm wrong on both counts here. He put into office in 94, appointed by Bill Clinton.
Perfect.
And it's interesting that he has now kind of ruled against Hillary Clinton.
Well, is it interesting or is it?
I don't even know if it means that much. I'd have to read up a little bit more about it because.
Who do you think?
It doesn't seem to be widely covered. There's a story over at the Post, but it doesn't appear to be. Like, it's not all over every news. Oh my God.
Yay.
Bombshell. It's just saying that the judge has ruled that more people on her staff can be questioned about this.
Staff. Right.
That's all it is. That's what it is.
Interesting.
So it doesn't necessarily
mean. So is Drudge making more of this than it actually is?
Of course. I'm surprised there's not a picture of Hillary with like fangs dripping
and
eating a baby or something. Like they usually put the most unflattering pictures.
Oh my God. There's got to be some photographer out there that makes all his money off just taking shitty pictures of fucking Hillary. That is the thing. If I was a politician, that's the thing I think that would piss me off. I would just get tired of it day in, day out. I look at Drudge, I got a shitty picture of me. Right? Fuck off.
Well, they kind of do the same thing over at like the HuffPo.
Yeah, but those are liberals. And that's the other side. I'm a total hypocrite. That doesn't bother me one bit. Fuck them.
Let's see, what else have we got here? This is thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Holy crap, it's already a little bit after 3 here if you're listening live.
Oh my God.
On the big
show. Is it the big whistle yet?
We're here every...
the big whistle.
Yeah, well, you know, in the Midwest.
The 5 o'clock whistle.
It's 5 o'clock whistle in Midwest right now. Congratulations.
If you listen in the Midwest, tweet us at Crab Diving. Let me know what you drinking on. What you drinking on?
This is,
do you remember the radio station in Chicago that used to do that segment? Oh, it was so fucking funny.
Kind of, yeah.
It was just like people would, hey, baby, give us
wasn't
a call.
Wasn't that
it.
Syndicated, though? Wasn't that a syndicated
Oh, maybe.
Group?
You would call up, say what they're drinking. I love it. I'm going to steal that segment. What you drinking on? Tweet us. At Crab Diving.
What you sucking on?
You've just made it better. You've just improved the segment. Somebody give At Vile Experience keys to the fucking partner shitter.
Kick the cop out of there who's jerking off.
God, what is that guy's problem? I don't know that we discussed that thoroughly enough.
He needed a wank.
But that means he's done it before.
Rio.
I mean,
if he would have gotten out, obviously you don't do this at work hours. It's all inappropriate. But
and maybe not
if he
in
gets
a car
out of the car and goes into the bathroom and snaps one off he's surfing on his cell phone.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill Gates.
But it's not a public deal. If you're on your work hours, it's a public deal.
No, it is a public deal. If you're in a car at a park jerking off in a park bathroom.
Yeah, when you add rubbing your pants in your car, getting out, inexplicably.
What a gross.
Yanking it twice out in so the gross. Air and then scurrying into the toilet to go, finish your... police
what do you
load.
Think it was like? I mean, did he have to go back to the office, to the station, clean out his desk and shit? No, his cop buddy's like, hey, what's up, wanker?
Oh my God, did you shoot somebody? Did you beat one too hard? Well, kind of.
They probably knew. They probably all knew he was doing it. It's like, hey, you finally got caught, idiot.
It's not the usual type of beating they get fired for.
They're probably all doing it.
Still in the race, by the way. Many believe... running kind of for vice president now.
Now, Jim Gilmore quit.
Yes.
Okay.
John Kasich still in it.
Oh. Okay.
The governor of Ohio.
Please clap.
Came in.
There wouldn't be anybody there to clap.
Came in just behind Jeb Bush with like 7%.
That's amazing for John Kasich. Nobody gives two shits about that guy.
We're thinking, I mean, a lot of people are thinking that he is hanging around until his own state votes, which he might, maybe he could eke out winning his own state.
Eek.
But that he then shows that he can shoot a ping pong ball out. He's got skills, man. He can deliver Ohio, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. That's quite a ping pong ball to launch.
As a vice presidential
right
running mate, possibly, to a Rubio,
but
or a Cruz, but, or a Trump.
I mean, here's my thing with that. I would say, okay, but you sort of proved during this process that no one gives a fuck about you. So why? What value? I guess.
Well, but he's just Ohio. I mean, really, just delivering Ohio could potentially flip the whole
thing. Then why don't the fucking Democrats pick somebody from Ohio to deliver fucking Ohio?
Well, they, maybe they will.
Who could they even get? I can't think of.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I know a guy. He used to run for president as a Democrat every fucking time. He was a rep. You know who I'm talking about. He ran all the time. We kind of like this guy.
I don't know who he was talking about.
He was in Congress. I swear to God, he was out of Ohio. I can't think of his fucking name. He's an isolationist, voted against the Iraqi war, or the Iraq war. Iraqi. I don't know what to say.
Oh, I don't know.
God damn it. Yes, you fucking do.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Tweet us in, at Crab Diving. Damn, it's like...
I can't think of who you're talking about.
Let me describe. He, the kind of guy... You would see this guy's bumper sticker on the back of, like, an old Volvo station wagon, driven around by a professor with, like, patches on his corduroy smoking jacket.
Okay.
That kind of bullshit.
Right.
I'm not saying another word until you think of that name, because you should think about it. You should know that. You should know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
You're going to punish the listeners?
Yes.
Or not. Maybe
punitive.
Grateful.
Oh, no, no. No, wait. God, who the fuck is it?
Anyway, well, I ponder. I'm trying to think who the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Let's play a clip of John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, was at a some dealio in Virginia at a campaign yes. event. And he apparently was asked, I don't know if what the question was, but he's explaining how he got elected to governor.
Okay.
In the state of Ohio.
Damn.
And do you know who you're talking
about? No, I don't. It's making me crazy. Oh, God.
Is this a former legislator or a current?
The sound is in his name.
Is it a...
Kucinich! Kucinich! Dennis fucking Kucinich!
Oh, my God.
That's who I'm fucking talking about.
Dennis
motherfucking Kucinich.
Oh, my God.
Am I right? Democrat guy from Ohio? Was he from Ohio? Am I out of my fucking mind? Dennis Kucinich!
Okay, hold on. Let me check.
Dennis Kucinich. I remember now.
Damn, Ohio!
Right,
there you go.
Fuck.
Didn't he run for president too at one point?
Yeah, a bunch, like a couple of times. Yeah.
And again,
he lost. He could deliver Ohio.
So here's John Kasich.
Yeah.
Some of the same syllables.
Are you sad if you're Dennis Kucinich? Are you sad that it took me that long to come up with your name, or are you happy because I remembered it all?
It's bittersweet, I think.
Maybe he doesn't give a fuck.
Here's John Kasich speaking at an event in Virginia.
Who showed up? Did anybody show up?
I'm looking at the crowd behind him. Kasich for us, it says, is the big...
us.
And front row.
Who's us?
3, 4, 5, 6. I can see 7 people.
There's 7.
Let me describe them from left to right. 70s woman, white hair.
Yay.
Nunnish
Perfect.
Dress. Oh. Very nunnishly dressed.
White.
Very, like long skirt. She's got a suit or right. jacket kind of thing on with a shirt. She looks like a nun. Like
what are the ethnic?
Like she taught me. I'm having a flashback.
What are the demographics of that group?
Next to her, dude.
Right.
60s, white.
White.
Bald.
Yes.
Looks like he's wearing like a polar fleece kind of pullover thing.
Oh, I love that.
Frowny face.
Oh, sad.
Angry old white guy.
Okay.
Next to him, 70s at
yes.
least.
Yes.
Woman. And? White.
White! Show me white!
White hair.
Okay.
Sitting. Everybody seems like if you're reading body language.
Yes.
Everyone's arms are crossed. Their right. legs are crossed. They don't seem to be really open to him, but I guess this is supposed to be a Kasich crowd.
Is the party crowd the Trump crowd? That's got to be.
Yeah. You get to beat the shit out of brown people to show up to protest.
Drunk.
I'm going to a Trump protest. I'm hoping one of them protesters show up near me.
Oh, you know that happens.
Yeah, fuck yeah. To finish it out, old white guy, young frat white guy.
Oh, okay.
Wearing a Alpha Sigma Tau, is it?
No, yes.
God.
T-shirt. Anyway.
What a lovely cross.
Listen
set
to
of
what
America.
Kasich had to say about this is how he got elected.
Okay.
Governor.
He's at 26. And how did I get elected? Nobody was, I didn't have anybody for me. We just got an army of people who, and many women who left their kitchens to go out and go door to door and to put yard signs up for me all the way.
You can see even in the white crowd behind him.
What adult.
You can see at that moment when he's like, the women, they left their kitchens. You can see several heads snap, like turn to the person next to them. Like, what did he just fucking say? The women left their kitchens? What year is this?
I don't know. What an idiot. What a fucking moron.
The women left their kitchens.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
I think somebody calls him out on it. I don't know if I have...
An army of people who... and many women who left their kitchens go out and go door to door and to put...
Wait. They left their kitchen? Was the souffle going?
They did. I can't believe they left their kitchens.
Was the crock pot stuffed in bubbling, cooking...
Some of them still had their aprons on.
Wait, were there dishes that yet to be done and they left?
They better get home to the beaver.
Go door to door and to put yard signs up for me all the way.
First off, I want to say your comment earlier about the women came out of the kitchen to support you. I'll come to support you, but I won't be coming out of the kitchen.
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's as much as he was challenged on that one.
And I think that's... You know, that's gracious of that person.
Well, it's a pro him. It's a pro Kasich crowd.
Man, I would have gone up there and be like, "Hey, John, I can't believe you just said that. You're a fucking loser. You're an idiot. Please clap."
Well, right, and you don't.
God,
you don't. You don't say that. That's in your brain. That's in his brain.
Dude,
his brain is the women folk. That elected me governor of Ohio.
Yes.
All turned down the bacon.
Right.
And called a babysitter and left their kitchens.
Yeah.
And put their wombs on hold to come out and
stow your wombs! Come out and be an army for John Kasich!
Came out of the
kitchens.
Wait,
the guy from the cars? Who the fuck is that? Nobody, by the way, dude, nobody's coming out of the kitchen for you. I don't care if they have a dick or a vagina. No one's coming out for you. No one cares about you, you racist fuck.
Right. I think
sexist.
Yeah, I do think he's sexist. I do think he's trying to look pretty for vice president at this point.
Man, I stand up. I go up there all the time. A lot of times I'm making bullshit shit up, like right out of my head. Shit like that doesn't come out. I mean, occasionally I'll say something, you know, oh, God. I said something racist. I forget what it was.
Ooh.
It's just like against Asian people or something. I didn't mean to. It was like some kind of fucking driving joke. So dumb. Apologies. I'm sorry.
There you go. I've got a story here. This is probably good news.
Yes.
That came out of a horrible tragedy. When Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was taken from us by the Lord.
Antony, you fat racist fuck.
And taken to be nuzzling at the bosom of Mary and the taint of Jesus and stuff.
R.I.P. Antony, the taint.
Well, I don't know what they do in heaven.
Oh, yeah. Never been there.
In Christian, crazy Catholic heaven.
Ooh.
Can
you still Instagram in heaven? I mean, will you have access to your Instagash?
I think you could do whatever the hell you want.
By the way, follow Crab Diving on Instagash, please.
Right, we are. So, you know, this horrible law in the sovereign, wonderful, fucking, beautiful state of Texas.
Fuck you.
That the has gone to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And it's the one that...
Don't mess with Texas.
There it is.
Fuck you, dude.
It's the one that basically is going to close probably 90% of the women's health care clinics.
Nice.
That also happen to perform abortions.
Yeah.
Across the state with these ridiculous, heinous, foul... Where they got to almost have full emergency room, full hospital facilities kind of bullshit laws they're trying to put on them where you can go to a podiatrist and get knocked out and have some, you know, your toenail drilled or something. But you can't go have a less invasive procedure done.
Yes.
At an abortion clinic.
Right.
Without having, you know, like a full goddamn trauma center set up in some of these states. These onerous laws are trying to pass.
Right.
Well, the Texas, the law, Texas... it's Whole Woman's Health versus Hellerstedt.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hellerstedt
is challenging their one of these laws that's the most heinous, HB2 in Texas. And this is the one that effectively would close 90%, leaving some women with 500-mile drives. And this is the one where they're like, well, that's not an undue burden.
When I wake up
upon them, that's not an undue burden.
And then I would drive 500 miles.
Right. And then they want to give them like a 48-hour or 72-hour waiting period.
Oh, dude.
So they want to say to you, you whore that opened your legs, we're going to punish you. We're going to make you drive 500 miles. We're going to make you listen to the heartbeat. And then we're going to make you name it and have dinner with it. Right. And then we're going to make you drive back home.
Is it true?
And come back 3 days later, you fucking whore, baby killer bitch.
Is it true Ford is changing their logo from the heartbeat of America to the fetal heartbeat of America?
Yeah.
What is that song by the Proclaimers, man? I want to make it. We need to do a crab diving parody.
And Haver.
And I would walk 500 miles just to something abort you, right? What are they, British? The Proclaimers. They had one hit,
Irish,
right?
I think.
Not really. Just because they have red hair. When I wake up.
They were blonde, I thought. But this isn't necessarily.
I want to be the one that aborts you. See, that's funny.
So this law,
right,
in Texas has been challenged.
Fuck you.
And this is, you know, one of these that this anti-abortion group Americans United for Life,
yay,
has been trying to get passed in all these states.
Okay.
Imposing expensive architectural other requirements on abortion clinics, and sometimes it says often difficult to obtain credentialing requirements on the doctors.
Right.
Now, it says if the Supreme Court allows the law to take full effect, at least 32 of 40 abortion clinics in Texas are expected to have to shut down.
Oh, my God. Is there anybody that's helping this country? Is there anybody doing anything good? What is our fucking problem?
Well, and this group is not even hiding it. They brag on their website that they work, quote, through the law and legislative process to one end, achieving comprehensive legal protection for human life from conception to natural death.
Fuck right off.
So they think this is their strategy has been to chip away at Roe v. Wade and make it harder and harder and harder and harder and harder until they can achieve their goal
of
strapping those whores down to the bed once they test positive, once they pee a plus onto the stick.
Oh, how fucked up.
Now, I think a lower court said that it was too much.
Oh,
that it was unconstitutional.
Well, that's good.
And you know now that, however, the Justice Kennedy, who is considered the swing vote.
Yeah, swinger.
Has been pretty anti-abortion-y.
What's his fucking problem?
A lot of the times. And a lot of people were worried that he was going to essentially uphold these horrible requirements, which would then mean that these idiots would be passing these laws every fucking state they could.
Oh, yeah.
Effectively shutting down massive amounts of women's healthcare clinics around the country.
I mean, do you think there are any Kennedys out there that have had to have an abortion?
Who? Kennedys?
Is this guy a Kennedy? Like, he's related to John and Teddy?
I mean, maybe distantly, but I don't.
Gotta just assume.
He's not a direct Kennedy, I don't know.
What a loser, then.
But now their fifth vote was sadly taken by the Lord out on a hunting trip a couple of weeks ago. So, now it might stand. The lower court ruling that said it was too much might stand. So they were worried, the Supreme Court, that the five conservatives would reinstate
that law.
But now it won't. It might be 4-4, unless Kennedy somehow has a epiphany and decides also that it's too much. Then he could be a 5-3, and then they would set precedent. And that would be the best case fucking scenario.
Do you think that epiphany is going to happen? Are you optimistic?
I don't know. I don't know. Everything I've read, it seems that he hates abortion. Hates it. But then he's also been quoted as saying the essentials of Roe versus Wade should be upheld. So I don't know.
Sometimes I wonder, like, these old fucking conservative dudes. I mean, what point do you want to... I mean, don't you want to be known for doing something, coming out on the right side of history on something?
Do
you not give a shit? Or maybe you just don't see it like that?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, he's a Supreme Court justice. Why can't he be on the right side of this? Does he really believe women shouldn't have the right to do that? To be in charge of their own fucking bodies? Mm-hmm. Does he really think that?
He did. It says, I'm reading from Think Progress. He gave hope to Team Choice when he cast a fifth vote to stay the lower court order that upheld nearly all of HB2. Oh, so they're saying... I guess
if he votes for a stay, that is that essentially meaning he's voting that he doesn't have to go to work?
Huh?
If Kennedy votes for a stay to just agree with that other court, is he in effect voting to not, because they don't have to hear the case, right? If they vote for that.
No, they're just preventing the law from going into effect while they hear it.
Oh, okay.
Or until they hear it, or until we finish. Damn.
Law school must suck.
One writer says they think Scalia's death may actually make it more likely that Kennedy votes to uphold it. If he sides with the conservatives now, he'll leave the lower court's opinion in place without creating a precedent that he might later regret.
I mean, can they just wait to do this until Obama gets his new justice in there and it gets all confirmed? I mean, is that right?
No, already agreed to hear it, and it's already on the docket.
How soon will we have a Supreme Court justice?
I saw something today that Turtlehead McGee from Kentucky,
Mitch
McConnell,
Mr. Personality.
Yeah, quite a firebrand you guys sent to the fucking Senate for the last 20 goddamn years.
I mean, when he's sitting there, it's like his eyes don't blink. He looks like a watermelon face.
He
looks like a vegetable.
I saw an article today that something he said hinted that, well, they're not going to approve the next president's Supreme Court nominees either if it's a Democrat.
So what are they going
to
do?
But they have to. I mean, that's like beyond cuntastic of the beyond one of the one of the things they that even as much as you hate the administration, this as much as they hate them, Elena Kagan and Sotomayor were approved. Those are two mincing liberals that they all I do is read about how much the conservatives hate them on the court.
Yeah, but they, still they
approved it because they're like, okay, you got to give the president his choices.
The difference is now that our government is infected with these fucking tea loonies.
Exactly. It's been taken over by extremists.
Damn it.
We're not still trying to be taken over. Yeah, they've been given way too much sway. And that's a big fuck you to the GOP, because the GOP are the ones that gave the lunatics the keys to the meth cabinet.
Yeah, dickheads.
Whatever that means.
Right. The cabinet.
There's a cabinet full of meth at the house, I guess.
I can't find the cabinet. The key to my meth shifferobe.
I really don't know what that means.
Well, you got to keep your meth somewhere, and it's, you know, maybe you would have it in.
So this, it may backfire. This, what they thought was going to be their big Scud missile to take out Roe versus Wade.
Scud.
Because of Scalia's untimely passing.
Ooh.
It may scuttle their attempt, because now it may send it back. Right. It'll hold it, and then it'll come back in a future administration, which hopefully will have a Democrat's nomination.
Has it been confirmed that Scalia Anton was smothered to death with a pillow, like Alex Jones claimed?
No, you know, they came out with another story later, which I'm sure Alex Jones is like, oh, they came out and rewrote the narrative because they had to, because we knew, we caught him, we know what's going on.
So funny.
The guy was like, no, it wasn't found on over his face. It was found on top, like his head. His head wasn't on the pillow. The pillow was over his, like above his head. It wasn't even like, it wasn't covering his face with fingerprints on it. It was just laying above his head.
Jeez.
And you're so right away, the Dexter lunatics jumped on the fact that, oh my God. Oh my God. It's a false flag operation.
They're taking over. The Illuminati has started the hostile coup d'etat.
I've got a story here. Thanks for joining us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Another half hour or so ago.
Where are you guys listening from? Your cube at work?
And in fact,
your living room?
Speak of the devil, here we have a little bit of prepare your ear holes for a little bit of Alex Jones talking about, you know, he's a big fan of Donald Trump, right?
Right, right. It always seems like this Alex Jones has been running around outside, and he's like out of breath.
He's fighting for all of our rights, Ryan, against the chemtrails.
He's worked and up all the time.
The Illuminati.
Maybe this Alex needs to do what that cop did, just not in a patrol car at a park in Beverly Hills.
So here he is on his InfoWars television show, radio show. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Jeez. Which is probably him, like, in a garage with a green screen.
Don't you think he needs to smoke a big fat dube?
Dude?
Dube!
Oh, dube. I'm like, well, whatever he was into.
You're seeing, but the silent majority is speaking right now, and Donald Trump is the...
Oh, God, this is driving me crazy.
Silent majority.
That they've resurrected the silent majority again. It's the silent majority. Trump is awakening the silent majority, which means angry racist white people.
Why is this guy calling in on a CB radio?
Probably, you know,
Imperial troops have entered the base. Imperial troops have entered the base.
He's jerking off in a park somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is the key. I'm so impressed with what he's done. And you know, the gravitas, you speak about it all the time.
Oh,
fuck. Gravitas!
Fuck. Fuck you.
Just think about what he's done.
The gravitas.
What has he done?
Describe what he's done in Latin.
He built...
gravitas.
He's built some casinos.
He's got big old gravitas.
What has he done for...
I'll tell you what he's done. He's got big cojones, this Donald Trump. He's got big fucking wide balls.
Has he housed the homeless? Has he fed the hungry? What has he done?
He's taken his daddy, who's $1 million, and built, I guess, a successful business.
And a titty contest. A worldwide titty contest.
How dare you? How dare you? That's Miss Universe. Miss fucking Universe.
I apologize. It's a scholarship program.
Is it? It is, right? They get to go to college?
Alex, I can't tell you how energetic I am and how happy I am.
Brother, I feel it too. I'm so alive. It's just, it's over the top. But it's also alive because I realize the enemy's going to strike back. They're going to pull a lot of rabbits out of hats. And I got to tell you, I think they're going to try to kill him. In fact, my gut says they're going to kill Donald Trump.
He's still on this.
Does his gut say that? His gut's like at a
mouth? My gut tells me.
Hey, Alex, it's your gut. They're going to kill Donald Trump, FYI.
You got it, brother. You got it, brother. That's exactly what I was saying.
His gut is telling him to calm down. There's like 18 bleeding ulcers down here. This guy's so worried.
Right.
He's out of his mind.
My gut says they're going to kill Donald Trump. But they have and that may be the plan to cause a revolution, because we're winning informationally. They want to start a physical revolution. I want to just say to the feds and everybody else, come on. I mean, look, the globalists are pure evil. Do not go along with whatever plans they've got. Good people in the military and the police and even the federal government, blow the whistle when you see them getting ready to pull a false flag. Let me ask you this.
False flag. We're 55 seconds in and false flag, false flag.
God, he is nuts, man.
How does he do it? I mean,
hey, congratulations. So you're winning informationally. I didn't know that. Is it true, Alex Jones and his camp, they're winning?
They're
informationally?
Winning informationally.
Olivia's like, come on. Come on. That's what he's like. He's like, wake up, man.
Are you suggesting they're not winning informationally?
I want to know if any of my, if I am friends on Facebook,
what does that
with
mean?
Any globalist, unfriend me. I am not going to be fucked.
What does winning informationally mean?
Listen,
that they're getting the information out there? And
don't be coy. You know what that fucking means.
Oh, no. Trending on the Twitter, by the way, ladies.
Trending on Twitter.
Tweet us during the show, the last 27 minutes of show or so of the show that we've got here on this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for listening to us. If you're going to buy crap on the internet through Amazon, go through our portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything, et cetera, et cetera. But trending on the Twitter is hashtag Jeb's next move. I can only imagine what is going on there.
You know what that white fuck will do. He'll waddle up to some big business. He'll be on the board.
A couple of boards.
Get a big fat fucking check.
He'd still be a Bush.
Right. He's going to roll on over to Cozumel. Live his life out so happily, sucking down mojitos. And then one day, he's going to like Scalia. He's going to smother himself with a pillow and wake up in fucking heaven with all the other white fucks.
Smother himself in a pillow.
It was suicide.
Don't forget all the other great entertainment here on the network, too, ladies and gentlemen. 24/7 streaming at crabdiving.com/listen.
Oh, my God.
Or you can download all of it at crabdiving.com, iTunes, Stitcher, etc. Here's a story that'll piss you off. This one's on our Facebook, too. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes. Please, like us. Share our shit.
Spread the crabs.
I'm trying to make shit happen, man.
The governor of North Carolina is just... I said Governor Bag O McDix is
Bag of McDix. I could see that for sale at McDonald's.
Pat McCrory.
I'm gonna get a McDick.
You know, he's the guy who
McDick.
He's the guy who was the CEO of some energy chemical company there that now is the governor. And then when that energy chemical company shat all over the water.
Yes.
And poisoned some area.
Sorry.
He was like, oh, well, that's okay.
Government McDick
don't
give a fuck. Don't
worry about it. It's okay.
Relax, man. Fuck, you know, take a chill pill. I think that was his quote.
So last year in Charlotte, North Carolina, the city council, you know, the cities tend to be, I don't know, somewhat more enlightened than some of the knuckle-dragging, Bible-waving nether regions of the country.
Suck my dick, hippie.
And Charlotte is no exception. Charlotte City Council last year put up a vote for one of these wordings or changings of the law for non-discrimination.
Yes.
To add LGBT.
No! Tyranny!
IQEIEIO protections.
Bobble. Canyon!
To add those protections to the laws. So, well, last year, the city council voted 6-5 against it.
Oh, to not put the language in?
Correct.
Why?
But now, once again, they're trying again this year.
Shit.
Similar provision to put LGBT non-discrimination law stuff into effect.
You better be glad I'm not Obama. I would have been rolling tanks into these motherfucking cities, and you would have put the provisions in, or fuck you. It's getting real.
Now, McCrory, Governor Bago McDicks.
Bago McDicks. What dipping sauce would you like with the McDicks?
Has now told two of the council members that if they approve these protections,
fuck you,
that he will have the legislature intervene. He's going to sic the state on them.
Yes.
And that he will sign a bill banning bathroom access to transgender people.
Oh, come the fuck on. Bag of McDicks, grow up. That's all you can say to this guy. Grow the fuck up.
He says that changing the basic restroom and locker room norms is going to put women and children at risk, Ryan.
You're a stupid piece of shit.
Plus, have you seen, I mean, there's so many out there.
Fucking piece of shit.
So many activists out there, transgendered activists, who are like, there's a shirtless giant muscled dude in front of a mirror taking a selfie, and it says, "Do you really want me in the women's bathroom?" It's a transgendered dude who used to be a woman.
Right.
It don't look like no woman.
Yeah.
It looks like a big giant muscly dude with tats and shit.
Right.
And this is the kind of person they want to prevent from going into the men's bathroom.
Yeah. I just had an idea. And we could do this. This could be done via social media, right? You put some bot out there that sort of scans everybody's profile on Facebook. You look for who they like politically. You look for, like, you know, buzzwords for, like, different homophobic shit they might have posted online or on Twitter, whatever. You look for the F word, that kind of shit. You get a list of these fuckers. You go into their Roku or whatever device they used to watch TV on. Roku. You lock that shit down. And listen, you're fucked up. So this is what we're going to do to fix you. The only thing you can watch on TV for like the next month, transparent and reruns of it. That's all you can watch. That's all until you're better. Right. I don't know. I don't know what else to do. Do you have a better solution to fix this shit?
I think things like transparent help.
It humanizes people. These fucking guys, they got this small ass fucking worldview.
How sad that we have to.
Why is it acceptable to have a small-ass fucking worldview when you're walking around with a goddamn computer in your fucking pocket?
No, the world.
The world.
At your fingertips.
Quit taking selfies, rednecks. Look up some shit about places you've never been. Read about it. Fuck you.
But there's brown godless people there.
Oh, God. Grow up.
Good people in the military and the police and even the federal government, blow the whistle when you see them getting ready to pull a false flag. Let me ask you this. You said the military's awake. What are they saying? What are you concerned, you know, not just as a military person, but as a police officer? What do you think they may try to pull? What's your gut tell you?
Well, this guy is a police officer. I was joking about him being in the bathroom yanking one off in the park, but you never know.
Is he jacking off during this?
Well, you see what's going on with Flint, Michigan right now with the water supply. Say there is an economic collapse and, you know, they're not going to go door to door for the guns, but if you want to eat and you want to drink, you want to have running water, turn your stuff in. That's my main concern.
I agree.
Oh, God. They're not going to go door to door. They're going to threaten to shut off your power and your water until you turn your evil weapons of mass destruction in. When Barack Hussein Obama comes for your guns finally after 6.5, 7 years. 7.5 years.
Pile of dead kids. Nobody came for anybody's guns.
Right.
For the guns, but if you want to eat and you want to drink, you want to have running water, turn your stuff in. That's my main concern.
I agree. Economic collapse, use that as the diversion. That's one of their main go-tos.
And they can do it. You know, they can, you got the quantitative easing, stock market's going up again as soon as the Davos conference.
If everything breaks down, I'm going to want trips on the streets if there's rioters everywhere, and they got Black Lives Matter ready to activate.
There we go. Now they're sick. Now it's the Black Lives Matter people, Ryan. That's the cannon fodder of the Illuminati. The tip of the spear is they get the black people to start rioting. And then Obama has to send in the troops. And then they need martial law.
Oh, shit.
And then they're going to start turning off your lights and your heat and your water until you turn your guns in.
I feel like these Alex Jones types.
And everybody sucks a dick.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. Forgot every Sunday afternoon in the square. Mandatory filleting until completion.
That's the gay agenda.
Nine.
The homosexual agenda, which ties right in with everything Obama wants.
Mandatory glory holes in every dining room in this country.
So a big giant fuck you to Pat McCrory. What a theocratic just dig bag in North Carolina.
This guy.
What about big government?
Fuck you, man.
What about big government?
I know, right? This is big government.
So this is a local municipality saying, fuck to the you. We want to put in these protections.
Yes.
And now big white Buana of the state is saying, no, you can't do that because Jesus and shit.
Oh, yeah. We're getting back to the same point every show. Every show gets back to the same problem. You just said it.
White people suck?
No.
Oh.
Jesus.
Old white people suck.
Jesus.
Jesus sucks?
I think we have to put Jesus on notice. He's fucking everything
Jesus
up.
Is okay if you read some of the shit that he said.
Don't you think Jesus should
American
take responsibility
Jesus.
For some of the people that are following him, that they're totally wacko?
The character created by American Christianity.
Yes.
Is a flaming asshole.
Right. We have to hold Jesus accountable for his followers.
Again, Occupy Wall
fucking
Street.
Fucking everything up.
Occupy Wall Street. Jesus pops back into existence. Does he, A, sit among the unwashed and the smelly and the poor?
No.
Who are protesting to have equality and food?
No.
And stuff like that? Or does Jesus wander into the giant ivory tower above him and press P for penthouse and ride up to the boardroom and put on an Italian suit, a $4,000 Italian suit, and a couple of bitches.
He's going to wear a suit from descendants of people that nailed him to a fucking cross.
One on each arm.
I think not.
Fuck yeah. Put them to work.
Yeah. No.
And then look down upon those people and say, get a job.
I go with
C. In my name.
I go with C. None of the fucking above.
Well, of course.
Jesus is going to come back, and I think he's lighting shit up.
Well, that's what's up.
I think he's lighting shit up. I think everybody's getting lit up. I think he's vaporizing motherfuckers. I think it's Old Testament to the max, to the extreme.
You think the... This is a slow motion flood. That's what global warming is. It's like
fire is going to shoot the Lord out of his fucking hands.
The Lord's flushing the toilet once more.
Right.
You remember it was the Noah thing. Now it's global warming.
It's Jesus. Dude, you remember those holes that were in his hands? Shooting fire out of those fuckers.
Right.
He had shit changed. You remember that movie Mars Attacks?
Oh, yeah, it was a fun movie.
It's the funniest movie. That's what it's going to be like. You know when the Martians, they come down and they keep saying we come in peace, and but they're still setting everything on fire?
Right.
That's what he's going to say. I come in peace. Bam, bam, bam. Brrr, fuck everyone. You guys suck. You failed.
False flag.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for the false flag. do you want to hear... I thought I had a clip of... oh, here we go. Speaking of the transgender.
Yes. Right.
God, this is the new... You know, they've lost gay marriage. They're still trying, obviously, in some areas with these religious freedom laws.
What do you mean they lost gay marriage? What are you talking about?
They lost the war against gay marriage.
Oh, okay.
The big right gay. One. Right, as in... The universal truth of rightness won, and gay people can get married just like
big gay.
Anybody else.
Big gay won the day.
They're still desperately trying to pass laws where they can discriminate against gay people.
I don't want to make you no cake.
In the name of Jesus.
My sky guy don't want me to make you no cake or give you no flowers for your stupid fucking wedding.
Some of them are pretty vague, like in Georgia, where it's basically, if you decide you don't, that black, the existence of black people is against your religion. You can put up a big no Negro sign in your business.
The pigment of your skin offends my sky god.
So, and that one's close to being signed.
Jesus.
That one got passed, I think.
Oh, God. See,
by
again,
the legislature.
These emergency managers, stay the fuck out of Michigan. They don't need you. In Georgia.
Oh, you think that Georgia needs an adult?
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice, wouldn't it? It would be nice.
Here is, but now, you know, they kind of lost that. Now they're really going after the whole transgender. This is how they're chipping away again.
Right.
They lost the whole let's make everyone equal thing.
Sure.
And now they're saying, well, transgender are coming. There's a guy's gonna put some fake titties on and put a wig on and get into the bathroom and watch your girl tinkle.
Yes, that's it. Think about it. Think about what it would mean to have a sex change. Hormone therapy, drug therapy, all this shit. It goes on. It's never ending. And then then you get your actual surgery. Then you recover for it. Oh, so you could watch children pee.
And
really?
Shit? Yeah.
Yes, that's disgusting. You're out of your mind.
But that's what they whip out. What about the children? The children are going to get attacked by a transgender.
Relax. Relax with your what about the children kind of thing, that mantra. What about the children? What about your fat fucking children? I don't give a shit about
them. Why don't you teach your children not to be bigoted twunts?
Yeah, how about teach them not to be exclusionary fucking assholes?
Like your Jesus. Jesus would have been hanging out with the transgender.
Fucking Georgia. Right. Jesus would have walked into Georgia and been like, I am lighting shit up, baby.
Possibly with what I'm assuming is going to be an opposite view of ours as far as transgender rights. Pat Robertson. the other day, the education department.
Yes.
Issued a statement that they believe transgender youth are protected under federal anti-discrimination law.
Well, that's good.
And they're warning.
Yes.
Some of these states that are trying to threaten to pass this no transgendered in the bathroom laws.
Get ready for the National Guard.
Watch out, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're rolling in, baby. Fuck this.
You might be surprised to learn that Pat Robertson.
Oh, God.
Is against.
Is he real or is he just like an animatronic?
Equal.
Like a little fuck face.
See, this is one of these times where, usually we play clips and 9 times out of 10, he says something just batshit.
Oh, yeah.
Charmingly ridiculous that has to do with his, horrible interpretation of religion.
Right.
But then there's those other times where you realize just really what an evil. Dick he is.
His
and this
face
is one
looks
of them.
Like a pastry, doesn't it to you? Doesn't it look like a cinnamon roll? It's like, wrinkly and all that shit. Of course, he's an old guy, but he's just a shiny quality to him.
Right.
It looks like he's been glazed.
Right. Like a...
I wish.
Croissant or cunt-sant.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Iranians are developing nuclear bombs. The North Koreans have a thermonuclear device that they say they have exploded, and they have rockets capable of reaching...
Oh, no.
Oh, it's...
Aren't you surprised?
Loading.
You know what surprises me? Pat Robertson doesn't say nuclear.
Oh, did he say nuclear?
He says it correctly, right?
I didn't really pay attention.
That's insane to me. He just seems like he'd be straight up nuclear. Like Dustin.
And they have rockets capable of reaching, well, maybe as far away as the United States. The Shia and Sunnis in the Middle East are getting ready to go to a major war. We are facing thermonuclear annihilation. And what are we debating in America? What are we...
I'm sorry. The crowd's terrified at the moment.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I don't think Pat Robertson fans are necessarily screaming. I just think they're just like trembling.
Gasping.
Fear of
putting
black
the cannula
people.
Back in their noses.
So they dropped it.
The war. We are facing thermonuclear annihilation. And what are we debating in America? What are we debating? Where a little kid goes to the potty. I mean, this is not.
Wait. Right, we agree. Let them go where they want.
No. Are we? Is he going to be on the right side?
Oh,
of the, okay.
No. How naive.
Annihilation. And what are we debating in America? What are we debating? Where a little kid goes to the potty. I mean, this is nuts. Absolutely nuts. I mean, it is crazy. And a little child, how does he or she know? You know, they say so much of this is sociological, that there is something that is just impressed on some kid and they grow out of it and you never know who's what. I mean, this whole thing is insane. And for the United States of America to put the power of the
United States. He's really animated.
I can't
on this
hear
one.
The banjo in this clip.
He's really, really animated. On this one.
No, really?
Yeah.
Of it, and you never know who's what. I mean, this whole thing is insane. And for the United States of America to put the power of the federal government and all of its money and resources behind this transgender movement, it is just nothing short of insanity. And you ask yourself, when do we get free from this nonsense? But it gets worse and worse and worse. This is liberalism run amok.
Oh, shit.
Are you okay, Pat?
Oh, shit, man.
Somebody,
that's what we do.
Terry to fan. Him or
he's
something.
He's right. We're running amok on crab diving. This is liberalism running amok.
We are
old
proudly
fuck.
Running amok.
Running amok.
For equality, gender equity.
Yeah, against bullshit.
Yeah, racial equality.
I'm running amok against that.
We're running amok.
I got your muck.
I got your muck right here. Here's more.
You wind up asking yourself, what's real?
Oh, wait, there's Terry. Hold
oh,
on.
Shit.
Strap in, Terry's
what
gonna...
did he do? When he goes, oh, does he slam his hand on the... Does he really?
Both hands.
Holy
both hands.
That is for me.
Run amok. Oh.
Well, you wind up asking yourself, what's really behind it all? I mean, it's a cultural revolution that I think's been happening gradually for decades.
Well, they have same-sex...
It's a cultural revolution. acceptance of people who are transgendered is a cultural revolution.
Don't you hear in his voice, there's a little part of him that can't believe it is still going on. It's like, when will this stop?
Right. And
never, dude.
The angry old fuckwad that he is what epitomizes the angry twentage of America that are Trump supporters and Ted Cruz supporters. they're angry. It drives them fucking nuts that their lily white, Christian, straight, pristine life is not the only one.
Oh, my God. When will it stop?
But none of it affects them directly. That's the weird thing.
We've got to make it stop.
Except when one of the brown ones fucks one of their pristine white daughters.
No!
Therein lies the rub.
No! Not my white daughter!
It's just amazing.
Dormitories and colleges now. And, you know, you've got women who used to, they didn't put them in combat. Now they're in combat. Now the generals are saying, okay, let's have a general draft and let's draft women into the armed forces. Let's blur all the lines. This is feminism. What kind of thing is this? Women used to be honored. They used to be protective. The Bible says give honor to the woman as the weaker sex. I mean, we're supposed to give honor to our wives. Now, you've taken away that honor because they want to...
God. We're supposed to give honor to our wives.
Oh my God. The dorms, classrooms. The straight up butt fucking in the
amazing
cockpit of a tank. You know that? You know that now the military is supposed to allocate space for butt fucking?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, where did you read that?
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding.
On every submarine.
Oh, yes.
God damn, the butt fucking room's been used. Quite a quote to end this profound crab diving show.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow, hump day, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Fuck everyone!
5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast live. Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
Liberalism!
Don't forget all the other stuff here on the network, 24/7, crabdiving.com/live. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy, or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, at crabdiving.